Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadiri and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, questions and other issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the answers of the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Holy Prophet and of course upon the narrations of the household of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them all, supplemented with scientific data and research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and Islamic researcher, Sheikh Ali Himari from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be on the show with you.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today I would like to talk to you about the violent reactions some teenagers have regarding some events that can perhaps annoy them. So why do these teenagers, when faced with some scenarios that they perhaps feel uncomfortable with, always lash out in an angry and violent and also emotional matter?
It's a pretty good question, but let me just increase the scope of the question here. It's not about being violent per se, but it's about being emotional. So you would see that, you know, when it comes to girls, at that particular age of their tweens and teens, you will see that they react, they respond, they even cry, they shout, they scream. Similarly, on the boys' front, they shout, they scream, they fight, and then they retaliate and rebel. So it's the emotional outburst that happens. And right. One of the reasons is the hormonal changes that's happening. And the other and another important, I would say, aspect is that they're trying to establish their personality. And we've mentioned this quite a number of times.
Right.
That when they're trying to establish their personality, they're also trying to let you know that I have my opinion. I have my point of view. I have a say. However, the parents are still in that zone thinking that he is still a kid. He's still 5 years old. He's still 7 years old. And that is when the person gets frustrated and you see them react to situations, shout, scream, rebel, push their other siblings or express their anger upon other siblings, you know, kind of a pillow fight and stuff like that.
Right.
I remember the scenario where I went to buy some stuff for my kids, some toys for my kids, and I was in a store. And the store owner was home, you know, he wasn't there. But his son was there, and son was about teenage-ish, 15, 16. And I had kind of finalized the toys, and I wanted to buy them. And that's when the store owner came in, and he was about 60-ish.
Right.
In the lane that I was standing next to the shop, a car entered from the wrong side. It was a restricted lane, one way. And this guy entered in and caused a whole traffic jam there, right? So all car blocks and everything. And then this guy was refusing to accept his mistake and, you know, kind of pulled out a hockey stick or a baseball bat on another guy.
Okay.
Getting into a fight. And suddenly this teenager bursted out with anger and started shouting on that guy who was wrong, that, you know, it's your mistake. You came from the wrong side. And the father was trying to calm him down. And like, why are you getting into it? You know, leave them alone.
Right, what's your deal?
It's nothing right. to do with you. And he's like, no, what's right is right. What's justice is justice. I have to put my word out there. Right. And the more the father stopped him, the more he got upset. the more angry he was, the more, you know, neglected he felt. And he was upset with his father instead of the car driver because he saw his father not allowing him to express himself.
Right, right? Let's go ahead, dear Sheikh, and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing why teenagers have a very emotional reaction to some scenarios. Now, Sheikh, you were mentioning a story just before we went on a quick break.
Yes.
Please continue where you left.
Yes. Right. So this person was really upset that his father was not allowing him to express. Let me take you back to that tradition that we discussed right at the beginning of the show. First 7 years, he's like the master. He's right. Experimenting and learning. Second 7 years, he's like your servant, you know, servitude, working things out for you. You delegate things. And the next 7 years is a wazir, an advisor who's going to talk and discuss with you. This is where Islam is very clear about it, that allow him to express, talk to him, involve him, give him that free space to express himself, show what he has learned in those past 14 years, allow him to share his experience. And this could also be a learning phase for him. So give him that space to be able to express his opinion, put out his thoughts with you, probably discuss, even argue that, look, I believe in this and you believe in that. Let's argue this out. There could be difference of opinion.
Right.
But what happens in our culture is the restriction that, no, I know, you don't know, so shut up. And this is what frustrates the child. This is what makes them angry, because you're trying to, you know, control them and not allow them to express. Eventually, it's going to burst out. You know,
you're stepping on their opinion. And if that happens to anyone, regardless if they are children or not, they'll lash out.
Exactly. And this we realize with the grown-ups, that we give them that respect and we give them that freedom. But we think, oh, he's still a kid. What kind of opinion can he have? He's hardly seen the world. We dismiss them. And this is what they see as disrespect. And this disrespect is the primary cause for them to react rebel.
Well, to be fair, Sheikh, it is disrespect.
It is disrespect. That's what I'm saying. Because right. The parents don't see it as disrespect. Parents see it as their right to tell the child to remain silent.
Right.
But the child clearly sees it as a disrespect, because he's like, I'm 14, I'm 13, I'm 12. I've seen things around me. I know something. So accept the fact that I have learned something. And I want to put that out. I want to discuss it with you. I could be wrong. Or you could be wrong, because there are things that I see and you haven't seen. For example, this problem of bullying or the problem of homosexuality, it wasn't that prevalent at the time of our generations or generations before us. But right. This child is witnessing it. He wants to come home and talk about it. And the father is like, oh, you know nothing, you know, so just remain silent.
You know nothing. You have no experience.
Exactly.
How old are you? Right.
After all, you're just about 10, 12, or 13.
What do you know? Oh, yeah, of course.
And these are the things that lead to that kind of a behavior and that kind of a explosion in them. So let me add a couple of other points here to how to deal with this kind of a behavior, right? Because this is one of the major challenges. You know, as a counselor, I have umpteen number of parents coming to me and telling me, look, my teenage son doesn't listen to me anymore, right? Why does he not listen to us as parents? Because we are not listening to them as a teenager. Look, Islam calls them wazir. So as a wazir, we're supposed to listen to them, acknowledge them. And discuss with them, acknowledge them, right? So he's like, if you don't acknowledge me, I'm not going to acknowledge you. If you're not going to listen to me, I'm going to deny your existence totally. I'm just going to say, you don't exist for me. Right. So if you tell him to do something, he will just totally ignore you. If you tell him to obey something, follow something, he's just going to totally ignore you, because he follows a simple rule. You don't acknowledge me, I won't acknowledge you.
And keeping that in mind, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat, Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat, Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing why some teenagers, they have a very emotional backlash. Now, just before we went on a quick break, Sheikh, you said that one of the reasons that they lash out in such a manner is because they are not listened to. They are not treated as equals, perhaps.
Not necessarily equals, because we need to clearly understand the father is the father of the house. He's right. The guardian. He's the guardian. He's the wali of the house. So he always has the upper hand. He has the final say.
Word. Right.
But somewhere, the son feels that, look, I know some stuff. Let me share it with you. It could be of some help. It may not be of help, but at least listen to me.
The Iran is just not only in such a scientific and knowledge-based discussion, but also everyday life, that they want to give an opinion on things.
And this is the right time for them to be able to give some opinions. And what I personally tell most of the parents who approach me for counseling is I tell them, look, the house is your training ground. Let him experiment. Let him go wrong.
Right.
If he goes wrong in front of you, it's okay. You're going to teach him the right way. But imagine he goes out into real life and goes wrong. People are going to laugh at him. And it is far, far better for him to practice his ability to argue, discuss, share his opinions, put forward his thoughts, get countered, get argued with at home, because it's a safe area. It's the
right
training ground. It's safe. He feels safe here, right? So it's better for him to experiment stuff out here at home, learn from you all, and then in the real world, he can go and confidently contribute to the world. But if we constantly put them down, if we constantly tell them you don't know, if we don't allow them to express themselves, they dwell, or it leads them into inferiority complex. And when
right
this happens, they can't go out in the world and compete. They can't go out in the world and stand up with confidence and say, I have a point of view. I have something to share. I have something to contribute.
Or they can, Sheikh, but they're going to do it while miserably harming others and hurting others with their speech
and
behavior.
That is one point that could be true. But on the other hand, if this person is not able to express the confidence, even if his point of view is correct and right and 100% applicable, others might just put it down and say, oh,
right,
it's not that great. And he won't have the courage to stand up for it.
Right. So
we need to give him that environment at home where he learns to stand up for his point of view. Right. But by putting him down, constantly telling him no, we are not giving him that courage to stand up for his point of view and back up his point of view. And this is going to affect his life in real
time. Right, forever and
time,
ever.
Right?
Right, yeah.
So, and this frustration builds up into him. Now, one of the ways we can handle this is by compromising with them, giving them that space and saying, okay, fine. When I speak, you don't speak. And when you speak, I don't speak. So I allow you or I give you the time to speak and share your point of views.
Right.
We will hear it out. We'll talk it out. There could be difference of opinion, and it is okay. It is healthy to have difference of opinion. If we proceed this way, they will not feel threatened. They will not feel their personality being trampled upon.
They will feel valued.
They will feel valued. And therefore, you will see lesser reactions, lesser stubbornness, lesser rebellious behavior, screaming and
right
shouting and disobediency. You will see less of that. Why? Because you're giving them their necessary space.
And on that, we will have to end today's program, dear Sheikh. I thank you for joining us today and for sharing with us your valuable knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions, comments, or feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. You can also visit our website, www.parstoday.com, under the section Call of Islam Radio. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam is? Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.